Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Essential Keynes is a curated anthology of writings by John Maynard Keynes, assembled by Robert Skidelsky, one of Keynes's most prominent biographers and interpreters. Rather than presenting a single continuous treatise, the book selects passages that illuminate Keynes as an economist, public intellectual, polemicist, and essayist. Its purpose is to make Keynes more accessible by distilling a large and difficult body of work into a compact volume that still reflects the range of his thinking. The collection is especially useful because Keynes is often remembered only for a few simplified ideas about government spending, while this book shows the broader intellectual framework behind his economics, including uncertainty, monetary instability, expectations, and the role of policy in modern capitalism. By combining representative excerpts with editorial framing, the book serves both as an introduction for new readers and as a focus companion for readers who want to revisit Keynes in a more selective format. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the anthology makes Keynes readable without reducing his complexity. One of the book's main achievements is editorial selection. Keynes wrote across economics, politics, philosophy, journalism, and cultural criticism, so any attempt to compress his work risks flattening its meaning. Skidelsky's anthology addresses that problem by choosing texts that represent major phases and concerns in Keynes's career while keeping the volume manageable. This matters because readers often encounter Keynes only through secondary summaries or simplified slogans. The anthology instead restores the texture of his own prose and the variety of his intellectual interests. It is not a substitute for the collected writings, but a guided pathway into them. The value of this approach is that it preserves depth while lowering the barrier to entry. Readers can see how Keynes connects abstract theory to practical public life, and how his arguments evolve across different historical moments. The book, therefore, functions as both an introduction and a distillation, balancing accessibility with fidelity to the original thinker. Secondly, Keynesian economics as a response to uncertainty, not just deficit spending. A central theme running through the selections is Keynes's challenge to the classical assumption that markets reliably self-correct. The anthology helps show that Keynes was not simply an advocate of more government spending, but a thinker concerned with instability in expectations, fragile confidence, and the ways uncertainty shapes investment and employment. This broader perspective is essential to understanding why his economics remains influential. Instead of treating the economy as a system that naturally returns to equilibrium, Keynes emphasized the possibility of prolonged underemployment and demand shortfalls. The book is valuable because it makes clear that fiscal policy is only one piece of a larger framework. Monetary conditions, business psychology, and institutional responses all matter. By foregrounding these elements, the anthology clarifies that Keynes's theory was aimed at diagnosing systemic failure in modern capitalist economies. That makes the selections intellectually more demanding than popular caricatures suggest, and more relevant to readers interested in the foundations of macroeconomic policy. Thirdly, the public intellectual in politics, diplomacy, and national crisis. The Essential Keynes also highlights Keynes as a participant in public affairs. Not merely a classroom theorist, his career included work in government, commentary on policy, and direct engagement with major political crises of the 20th century, especially the economic aftermath of war and the international settlement after World War I. The anthology's selections from essays and public writings show how he moved between analysis and advocacy. This dimension of the book is important because it reveals that Keynes saw economic ideas as tools for shaping real institutions and public outcomes. He was deeply concerned with how states should manage money, trade, debt, and recovery under conditions of instability. The anthology, therefore, shows the practical stakes of his thought. It also helps explain why Keynes remains a reference point in debates over the responsibility of governments in periods of economic stress. Readers come away with a sense that his work is not only theoretical, but also civic in purpose, grounded in the problems of modern governance. Fourthly, the essayist and stylist behind The Economic Theorist. Another important dimension of the anthology is its attention to Keynes as a writer of style, wit, and literary intelligence. He was closely connected to the Bloomsbury Circle and brought a sharp, elegant prose style to subjects that are often presented in dry technical language. The included essayistic writings show that Keynes was capable of argument through tone as well as through formal analysis. This matters because his literary voice helped make his ideas persuasive and enduring. The anthology demonstrates that Keynes did not separate economics from the broader intellectual culture of his time. He wrote as someone who moved easily among political argument, cultural observation, and moral reflection. As a result, readers see an economist who was also a polished essayist with a strong sense of audience and rhetorical effect. That stylistic richness distinguishes Keynes from many later economists and helps explain why his work continues to attract readers outside the discipline. The book preserves that dimension by giving equal weight to prose quality and conceptual content. Lastly, Why the anthology matters for understanding Keynes beyond the textbook version. The final significance of the book lies in its corrective power. Keynes is often reduced to a narrow policy label, especially in popular discussions that associate his name only with crisis spending or state intervention. This anthology resists that simplification by showing the breadth of his concerns, the instability of investment, the management of money, the psychology of markets, the limits of laissez-faire, and the ethical obligations of public policy. It also makes visible the historical context in which these ideas were formed, which is essential for interpreting them accurately. The book is especially useful for readers who want to understand why Keynes remains central in economic debates long after his own era. It shows that his relevance comes from the structure of his questions, not just from one set of policy prescriptions. By presenting Keynes in his own words, the anthology invites readers to engage with the arguments directly instead of relying on paraphrase. That makes it a strong bridge between historical scholarship and contemporary economic discussion. In conclusion, The Essential Keynes is best suited to readers who want an accessible but serious entry into Keynes's thought. Students of economics, historians of ideas, policy readers, and anyone interested in how modern capitalism has been debated and defended. It is also valuable for readers who know Keynes mainly through the shorthand of Keynesian spending policy and want a fuller picture of the man and his arguments. The main benefit of the book is that it condenses a very large body of writing without losing the intellectual range that made Keynes important in the first place. Readers gain not only an overview of his economics, but also insight into his political judgment, literary style, and public role during a period of major upheaval. What distinguishes it from many other Keynes introductions is that it is not simply a summary written about Keynes. It is a carefully shaped selection of Keynes's own words, edited by one of his most authoritative biographers. That combination gives the volume unusual clarity and credibility. For readers seeking both orientation and depth, it offers a concise way to encounter Keynes as a thinker who shaped economics, policy, and modern public debate. If you would like to support John Maynard Keynes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.